WBCQ Monticello, Maine.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
The United States of America.
I want you to hold it between your knees.
My name was originally Louise Stoddard Malone, and I'm having it legally changed to today Louise Malone. The name came about when I was sitting in the drugstore cafe, and a girl named Monday, who I had never met, smiled, and we started talking, and she gave me some Osley acid, and we started talking to another guy, Don, and we gave him some acid, and we started running around, and we decided that we didn't like my name and we wanted to change it. We thought today was a very beautiful word, just had the essence of what everything was about. Like now, everything is now, everything is today. And so I've been going by that name ever since.
Lost this radio.
Some of you may know that we lost a great and dear friend and brother yesterday. But yet, Bear Stanley was more than a friend, he was more than a brother, he was an inspiration. He was our patron when we first got started. He was as much a member of the family and the band as anybody standing on this stage. And in honor of his memory, I did something tonight that I haven't done in a long time. I had a steak. Red meat. That one's for you, Bear.
Graduation ceremony and a commencement exercise, essentially for the heads. And other people that would like to know what the heads are doing.
Are you going to tell what's bad about LSD?
Not necessarily.
Will LSD be in evidence at the graduation ceremony, Ken?
Why don't you guys come?
Yeah.
Electric Point into operation, crystallization. Creasy, the chief engineer, has already left his station at the TV console to go down to the engine room to prepare the rocket fuel needed to enter this new configuration. The captain himself is going down. And there's the electrician. Cassidy, however, will remain at his post in the projection booth in order to keep driving this ship through whatever electrical and meteor shower we have to encounter. We'll keep all the stations alive on the line, and the old pointed head will continue to monitor from his post.
The nice thing about the acid test was that we could play or not in the acid test, and a lot of times we would get just too, we'd be too high really to play. And we'd play for maybe a minute.
That's what we'd call it.
And then we'd lose it, you know?
You flew to
space of dream, where I dreaming lay amazed, where the secrets all are told.
You know, I don't know. I called up Dr. Doc Brown this week. I says, Doc, we got to do a show, man.
You're right.
What do you want? What do you want to hear?
I didn't know you were right.
For Owsley. Isn't that right, Doc?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
And what did you tell him?
Well, instantly the song Addicts of My Life popped into my head, and it was funny because the song popped in my head, but I don't remember the name. I didn't remember the name. Like the, I remembered the song. I just couldn't. But anyway, it all worked out because it just so happens when I did a little research on the song, "Addicts of My Life," found out that on the day that Bob and Phil found out that Owsley had passed away in a car accident, they were doing a show, and that's exactly the song they did as their encore at the show as a tribute. So there's something weird going on there. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, you're tuned in, Doc.
Tuned in or tuned out. They're turned on.
You're dropped out. Speaking of dropped out, folks, you're listening to the Lost Discs radio show. Here we are in the auspices of Area 51, doing it for rockinradio.com. And by the way, we do have Randy Tivens of Rockin' Radio in the little chat window here on our email. So you never know what's going to go down with management listening in and whatnot, but yeah, you know, we're doing it here tonight for our May installment for Rockin' Radio live on April 30th of 2011, and if you want to get in your felicitations and your own memories on this kind of thing, drop us. Go ahead, Doc. Give them the old email address for it.
That'd be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Yeah. That's what it would be. And
with discs with a C.
Yeah, spell the word discs with the letter C in there. There is no K, you know, like they do these days, because it's a retro thing. Anyway, Joe Stacks is on the retro analog phone line here.
Greetings, fellow humans.
I see him over there. And, you know, Joe, any thoughts or concerns here as we're getting the show kicked off tonight?
Not particularly. I was really impressed and moved with that version of Addicts of My Life, a song which always, you know, it's one that you need to be in the mood for.
Well, that was from the Fillmore West performance, June 6, 1970, right? That we were giving you there, the live version and or a live version. And speaking of that kind of thing, this is our buddy Cosmic Debris, Doc.
Yeah, sure.
Right, he's over there. He's the kind of guy that hips you up, gets you a little airtime on 51 kilohertz for your underground, upper sideband, shortwave experience where we are broadcasting now live. Well, when he caught wind that we were doing a show with a little bit of an Owsley tribute theme, he said, listen, I got two songs you got to get on the air for me, and he threw them over to us, and we're glad to do it, all right? And this turns out to be two versions of Dire Wolf. The first one, I believe, is also from June 6th. No, that's not true at all. It's from June 14th, 1969 on this one. All right, so we're just going to kind of keep things going, you know, as we get into this long set here tonight exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
In the clouds is a venereal, the wolves are running well. The winter was so hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, 'cause a bottle of red whiskey. I said my prayers and went to bed, that's the last they saw of me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I awoke, the devil, 600 pounds of sin, was grinning at my window. All I said was to come on in. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The wolf came in, I got my cards, we sat down for a game. I cut the deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. In the back wash of an area, the wolves are running around. The window was so hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. In the back wash up the floor, the black and bloody mind. The dire wolf collects his due while the boss sing around the fire. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant.
In the timbers of the
replay.
The winter was so hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, 'twas a bottle of red whiskey. Said my prayers, went to bed, that's the last they saw of me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I awoke, the dire wolf, 600 pounds of sin, was grinning at my window. All I said was to come on in, but don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The wolf came in and I got my cards. We sat down for a game. I cut the deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Backwash of venereal, the black and the bloody mire. The dire wolf
collects his stew while the boys sing round the fire. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
The commencement exercises for LSDU will be held at Winterland on Monday night. That's Halloween. And, of course, the man who is going to be passing out the diplomas is Ken Kesey.
No, I'm not going to be passing out the diplomas. Neil Cassidy is going to be passing out the diplomas. I am just kind of helping put it together. He knows the people better than I do.
LSD. Now let's simmer down. Let's see what we can do.
Lost Discs Radio.
Are you sure this is harmless?
Gone. All I need is my baby, baby blue.
what's in his body cage. I don't need no doctor, no, 'cause I know what's ailing me. Yes, I do. All I need is a baby, baby, please. Won't you come on home? Come on home. I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
Yeah, well, what about the Out of Sight sounds of the new Riders of the Purple Sage coming to you there tonight on Lost Discs Radio, where, I don't know, we can't really say that we don't need no doctor. Dr. Doc Brown is over there kind of just helping us out week to week, you know, month to month at this point. Doc, anything you want to say there about new Riders?
No, I'm really liking the show, though, tonight. New Riders of the Purple Sage there. It's good. This is almost like a private... This would be like a private show for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little weird. It's you know, there's none of that other stuff that you usually play, that other weird stuff.
Right. Now, you know, I wonder if any of our listeners are wondering about Owsley. I don't even know if we should get into it at all.
Yeah, he was a member of the Grateful Dead. We can just put it that way. In a supporting role.
In an existential sense, as well as other. Well, now look, among other things, he was. What about the big sound system that he designed for them?
Wall of sound, right? He did that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, that was a surprise for me, guys. I was aware of his shenanigans.
His chemistry degree,
hijinks.
Well, it's just I didn't realize he was also the guy who built that wall of amps.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy. That's it, man.
His great-grandfather or his grandfather, his namesake, was a governor of somewhere, Tennessee or something.
What? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so there we were with Olden in the Way. New Riders of the Purple Sage. I don't necessarily think that Jerry and the guys are on that. That was from about 72, 73. I think that's after Garcia had done his run with
Garcia it. Garcia in... The New Riders, or was he an early Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
Right. No. New Riders was a group that he sort of helped to found to sort of do stuff that he wasn't doing with the Dead, more like country flavored type stuff that he wanted to follow. Okay. Then they sort of they took on without him. Then he just sort of backed out after a relatively brief time. Is what I've read on it. Well, and then the guys continued without him.
Yeah, probably the commitments of playing with the Dead and touring. Like 600 days a year.
Yeah, to be sure.
Probably just took over.
Yeah, before that, you know, it was an instant replay. Two versions of Dire Wolf. Now you got Jerry's vocals, then you got Bobby's vocals, right? Come on, folks, which one? Here's the thing. We want to know which one did you like better, okay? And that's where we want the emails to come in tonight. Or anytime that you're catching this show, you know, drop us an email, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, and think about what you just heard there, man. Out of those two versions of Dire Wolf, you like the first one better? You like the second one better? They were both out of June of 69. The first one was June 14th. The second one's June 27th. I'm not sure of the exact venues on those.
Huh.
But the dates are close enough. And, you know, radically different versions, once again, sent in by our buddy Cosmic Debris.
Interesting. Right.
So let's see. We'll tell you later. We'll reveal later Dr. Doc Brown's
preference.
We'll have
to see if the traveling Geezer Mountain show is actually in effect there over at Doc Navy Blues House.
Good point. If you're over there, you know, drop in that email. Listening to this, you know, we have about 10 people listening on our net stream live, and then I don't know, another 20 or so on the various servers where they relay us on 975 and whatnot. But here we go on the email. It is Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota tonight. He's getting a very noisy signal, but still a good copy on 5110 kilohertz underground upper sideband shortwave. Great to hear the show, he says. And he gives 73s to all, and he gives a special shout out to Joe Stax.
Hola.
Yeah. And then here comes Filthy Phil. Now, we don't really know if Filthy Phil's listening to the show. He's got noise, nothing but noise, on 5110 KC out where he's at in Arkansas. Just barely making it out, man. But maybe he's one of them people on the net stream on the server. And that's good old Filthy Phil from You Know It. Huh? From that show that they play on Sunday nights now.
Filthy Phil.
The graveyard, disc graveyard. What's the name of his show? Plastic Magic is the name of his show. Folks, he's sitting in over there on Radio New York International on Sunday nights around 8 o'clock on 5110 kilohertz shortwave if you're up for that kind of action. Folks, we need to hear from you on that email. Once again, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. I guess we'll keep it moving with this, right?
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Wow, she's real like me.
Go ahead, Chester.
Okay. Hey, so people who follow the Grateful Dead know their roots are in folk music. And if you didn't know that, I'm telling you now, it's in folk music. People who'd hang around and sing for hours. Sounds familiar with Deadheads, I'm sure.
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass, yeah. And they had a group. All the Grateful Dead people go out on their own, right? Phil Lesh, Bob Weir, who else?
Mickey Hart,
yeah.
Yeah, they all go out on their own. And you may have caught David Grisman, as I did, and I asked him, unfortunately, I asked him if the pizza tapes were a real story, and that was not a good question to ask David Grisman, who's my idol, because I played the mandolin, but he didn't know that. He just is a little mad at me.
No, just tell him what he said. You said, is that a true story about the pizza tapes being stolen by the pizza delivery boy?
He said
what?
I can't tell you that.
See? David Grisman trying to keep the magic alive, folks. That's all.
If you know the story of the pizza tapes, they were playing and they left some tapes and some guy who delivered pizza supposedly stole the tapes. Anyway.
Yeah, and then they were bootlegged for many years, right?
Yeah. All right, so now so that brings me to my chick pick, which is when Jerry Garcia used to play with David Grisman in a group called Old and In the Way. And I really didn't know about Old and In the Way except for Chipper down the street who told me one time. And
that's right.
And so the other weekend at a record show came across this 45, an actual vinyl 45. You know, not an album, a 45 of Old and In the Way.
Yeah, on the round label. That was the Grateful Dead's own label there in the mid-70s.
So if we're doing a Dead show, I think we have to spin it.
Yeah. Well,
let's hear what it sounds like.
I guess we are. Let's do it tonight, man. I guess we'll send this one out to Chipper from up the road, who really ought to be here tonight, folks. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red.
On his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing through town. I bet your woman's up in bed with him.
Panama Red.
The judge don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden.
Some of that high-powered rocket fuel? Well, let me take a sip.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. You walked away and left me out in the cold. After I was so good to you, you were so bold. But I won't cry, I won't shed a tear. I did my part. You were here, you were here.
Morning, my arms were very long, long, long arms covered with beautiful feathers.
When I was a young man, I learned not to care. Off whiskey and from it, I often did swear. Parents, they warned me about whiskey's curse. But later the baby was many times worse. And it's real, Lord, it's real, one more time. And it's real, Lord, it's real, one more time. Stay away from the pool halls and the
The Out of Sight sound of the Charlatans there, a little bit of underground San Francisco scene, you see. So we've sort of navigated a little bit away from the strict Dead scene there. Just to give people a little bit of a break. You know, Doc, I don't know if you can really count on all the groovy guys over at Rockin' Radio, the regular listeners over there. I don't know if they would take an entire Dead show. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. But anyway, we're doing what we can here.
We haven't veered too far off the course.
Well, I thought we would just sort of, round out things with some other San Fran era bands there. And that's, of course, one of Joe Stax's favorites, I know. He talks about them a lot, the Charlatans. Joe, give us the lowdown in the background there.
Well, just real quick, for my dollar, you can't go wrong with the Charlatans.
Yes, sir.
They were kind of not quite the first hippie band, but they really kind of bridged that early San Fran scene, moving away from the Beau Brummels and getting into the Dead and the Airplane sound by being like the first alternative band. They were playing like old blues and country with their own twist, like that version of Codeine there. They did some demos for Autumn, so there's that one foot on the pop, the earlier pop sound. And, they helped lay the groundwork for the hippie scene with the retro clothing and just getting in touch with the past, rocking it up.
Yeah, man.
Sadly, they never really hit. They had a deal with Cap that fell through, and it wasn't until the band was on its last legs that they got an album out in 68 or maybe 69 on Philips.
Weren't they hooked up with Kama Sutra at some point?
Oh, I'm sorry, I said Cap. I meant Kama Sutra.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, very cool. All
they
right, good.
Recorded Codeine.
Yeah, nice version of Codeine there. I gotta.
Yeah, and Kama Sutra just went, whoa, maybe that's not jug bandy enough for us.
Well, wasn't that like 1965 or something even?
Yeah.
At that point, so that's pretty early for that kind of scene. And anyway, before that, speaking of San Francisco kind of stuff and sounds, it was Mother Earth with the Out of Sight sounds of Tracy Nelson there from Mother Earth. I've given you a little tune off their first album called I Dig My Part. And of course, we kicked off that set with Chesty's Chick Pick from Odin in the Way. And here's another underground band that we know, Doc. Now, this is a really obscurity. This is why you listen to a Lost Disc radio show to throw together a little Owsley tribute, because here's a band that would have known Owsley, played with the Grateful Dead at some of those acid tests, but nobody talks about them. They had one or two singles out. This is a group called Brave New World.
Oh.
Right?
Well,
they're on the Piccadilly label. They played at the Trips Festival in 1966 with the Grateful Dead and Ken Kesey and all the underground guys there, right? Joe, anything real quick about the Brave New World, man?
Well, like the Daily Flash, they originated from Seattle and moved south after playing the Trips Festival. Like you said, they cut on Piccadilly. It was picked up nationally by Epic, but rumor has it they recorded more, but nothing was ever released.
Nope. Yeah, right. Well, we're going to get into it right here, right now, folks. So we can take it right on down to the kind of scene that it would have been at the Trips
Careful,
Festival.
Buddy, though.
Right, dig it.
Yeah. Same and then I go.
The out of sight sounds of Brave New World right there coming to you from the festival, man. Coming to you from the acid tent. What?
The connection there, right? The Brave New World written, what's it, Aldous Huxley?
That's Huxley, now, yeah.
Now, isn't there the other quote from, is it from that, the Doors of Perception and the Doors got their thing, or is that another artist or poet?
That is Huxley, isn't
confirmed.
It? I'm sorry?
The Doors definitely used that, they pulled that, you know, when the Doors of Perception are, was it opened or cleansed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's been documented. I've read enough junk about Doors over the years.
But is that a Huxley quote too? I don't know. There's something weird.
Yeah, isn't that from a Huxley novel, Joe?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's something. Another one of those little weird synapses are fired in my head.
I think the title of that book or short story or whatever it is actually Doors of Perception. But I, you know,
yeah,
can correct
yeah.
me on that. All right. So.
And that was about his experience on mescaline.
Okay, well, then
so that
well,
the, ties into Aldous. Okay, that,
well,
that's,
and well, here's the other thing about how it ties in, because Huxley was dying of throat cancer in like 1962, and he ordered his wife to inject him with some massive dose of LSD literally on his deathbed, so that would be the way he went out. That is also documented. So there you go, folks. If you wanted some hardcore connections. Now, speaking of hardcore connections, we've heard in on the email from Earwax. He's got a noisy 5110 kilo cycles thing happening, and he's tuned up on the internet, right? He's digging the show, he's digging the new writers, and he's listening to, now listen to this, Doc, he's listening to all this stuff down at the auto shop with Joe and Wayback Mike.
Wow.
Dig? We don't know the exact QTH on that, but, you know, he's down there with Joe and Wayback. You gotta be digging that kind of a scene. Brad Reed emailing in, our buddy Brad from Grits Radio, folks, get listening to it. A little bit of signal there on 5110 up where he is in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And what the heck? Here comes. Oh yeah, well here comes Geezer up.
Nice.
He's not up on the mountain tonight. You know, he's up in upstate here in Connecticut visiting some friends and families. Digging Panama Red over 5110 kilohertz with a very weak signal on the portable receiver, and he's got us dialed up on the old internet there, folks. What can I tell you? That's the way these things go. Folks, you should be digging it all the time. Check us out over on our website, lostdiscsradio.com, right? Just straight as it sounds, only spell the word discs with a C. Also, get over there to rockinradio.com, where we do this for the good guys like Randy Tivins. And if you're over there or you're listening on live365.com to the Rockin' Radio stream, you'll be sure to dig the RLT Music Archives magazine from the boss man Randy Tivins. Coming up right after this program. DJ Blast, we don't know. In the second hour, is it DJ Blast or Lane Quigley? Or it could be Lane Quigley or DJ Blast. Time will tell, folks. Get over there and check it out. And then, of course, in the third slot, it's always the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. Well, almost always. And then we're in there somewhere, I guess, with our program. Yeah, you dig? And thanks, always, to Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener for the bandwidth. You dig? It is DJ Blast this month. You see, we got Randy Tivins in on the chat there. It's very helpful. So DJ Blast is in this month, folks. And Joe Stacks, any last-minute things you want to throw out to us about the action we've been digging tonight?
Just, you know, remember, kids, it's an ill wind that blows no minds. So tune in, turn on, and hang out.
Right. Doc, anything to add to that kind of action? Yeah?
No, just a nice little tribute this week. And a little RIP out to old BD as well.
All right. Well, folks, we will catch you around, you know, probably next month on Area 51, Rockin' Radio, and Lost Discs Radio. And good night, Radio Phil. And good night to the bear wherever you are.
leave you. Oh, you better put him down. I just can't stand to see you all pushed around. But when things about go wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Is it my microphone still in operation? Yes, I believe it is. Just as we have feared, we are in a decaying orbit. But according to our latest report from the chief engineer, we will achieve a soft, safe landing, so there's no cause for alarm. The Legal Beagle has given the chief security officer the necessary power to take command of the ship. And at any time, he may completely shut down all electrical operation. Until then, the captain assures me that we'll keep all the lines open.
I believe we made it.
It wasn't Jeff Chandler.
I believe we have
thank you.
Accomplished it, at least up here.
I hope so, Mr. Coward. No, Coward, my dear. It's the same fellow I put.
Good deal. I got a lot of stuff to roam and groove in.
Great. You got the fine young lady with those yellow... everyone has here, except the many...
I think I may have to make a roam to the stash.
Oh, boy. Well, I still plenty of
stuff. I got a lot of tether.
That's good.
And it's decent weather.
Oh, best part of the trip. Had a lot. Well, I'm
but it would be nicer with the crystal atmosphere.
Yeah, we're more prison.